Good morning, Monday morning, 10:23 on December the 10th. Yeah, I said the other day that my appointment was for 10. It turns out to be for noon. So I showed up at the dentist's office and they said, yeah, you're early. So, okay, brain cloud. I came home. Oh, I live around the corner. So I came home and thought I'd go for my walk. So here I am, hello. Yesterday was a day of rest. And Amanda is having trouble with GPS, so if you hear her talking, that's why. I have no idea how fast I'm going, it doesn't really matter. I'm walking. Now, yesterday was a day of rest. Apparently I needed it. Sleeping in is not something I ever do. Very, very rarely. Once in a great while. Usually when I'm away. Because when I'm away, I don't have cats to wake me up or kids that I need to wake for school or stuff like that. So I don't usually sleep past 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Yesterday I slept well past that. By the time I got my feet under me and realized, you know, I think I'm just going to stay inside. It was like 10, 12 degrees all day yesterday, so it was very cold. I put a pork loin in to roast with applesauce. And I don't think I got out of my pajamas all day. So it was a very restful day. I feel much better today. Had my therapy appointment at 8. Therapist was good as always. My task is to continue to stay in the day. In the day. Whatever I accomplish today, I accomplish. And I can't let what might happen tomorrow get in my way. And I can't let the feelings of being overwhelmed by the amount of stuff I have to do cause me to do nothing. So today is appointment day. It's walkies day. It's talkies day. Probably do some laundry. I got to break out the big annual calendar for next year. Start plotting that out. I've got some schedules. Some things I need to have on a long-term schedule. I've got some stuff that needs to happen in the short term. So, yeah, today is organization day. I still have to get that one book. Still got to get Quarter Share out. It isn't going to happen today, in large part because today is so fragmented. It's ridiculous. I need to be able to sit for a couple hours. I need to be able to look ahead and say, okay, I'm not going to have to do anything for a couple hours. I'll be able to sit and work and get this thing hammered out. Anita asked if I'd ever used Sigil, I guess, to format EPUBs. No, I haven't. Well, actually, that's not true. I tried it once. I think it was a demo copy or something. And I was like, really? Well, and Mondo thinks I've gone 1 mile in 19 minutes, 30 seconds. Of course, I've gone almost a mile and a half at this point. So, having a GPS signal get interrupted keeps screwing up. Anyway, I gotta get home, I'll get this posted, and then I'll have to fix lunch for my wife who's home, and then I have to go to the dentist at noon. I get out at 12:30, 1 o'clock. 12:30, I have to go pick up kids. I have to come home and eat my own lunch. It's okay, I don't need the GPS signal. So anyway, here I am, walking and talking. It occurred to me that I think Cosine Colorado Springs and convention is like January, that's like next month. Gotta get a hold of Mem and find out what my schedule is. I gotta get the dates on my calendar. Fortunately, I think Galaxy Fest is still the very next month, which is kind of not going to happen. I did get an invitation to a writer's workshop in Nebraska in June, end of June. So end of May, I go to Balticon, end of June, I go to be a teacher at a workshop. So that could be kind of cool. I've got books out. I've got to get new books written. I've got to get the old books out, so I've got room to write the new books. That's the problem right there. I've got so much audio work to do as well. Now that my mouth is getting back together, perhaps I can actually do some of it. It's odd how subtle, but enfeebling the effect of that infection was. It's like I felt sick for weeks. It really didn't come to a head until right near the end there. But it had been coming on for a long time. I'm feeling much more alive and alert now. Get this cleaning behind me. I'll have to go back. I'll have one more appointment. I'm going to talk about putting bridge work in for the missing tooth. There's not enough jawbone left to put a post in, so it's pretty much bridge work. Which is kind of a pain, but hey, more drugs. I'll be good. I'm gonna have to deal with getting my eyes fixed too pretty soon. It's getting harder and harder to see stuff. Long eastern reach begins. Oh, that sun feels glorious this morning. It's cold. It's quite cold. I put 20 degrees on the picture. I think it's more like 16. I'm wearing my fuzzy hood today, so the microphone should be giving good quality today. Touch the monk pole. So the sun feels good. It's the thing about living at altitude is that it's there's not that much air up there. That extra mile of air between the sun and those of you who live at sea level. It's the thickest part of the atmosphere. So when the sun shines up here, you really feel the heat. You also really get the UV. There's much less to filter air to filter it out. Pandora dished up bad romance to me on the walk this morning, which was, I thought, quite lovely. It's been a while since I heard it. I love that song, I don't know why. The lyrics just slay me. So yeah, I'm on a gaga streak here lately. I had On the Edge the other day, Bad Romance today. Someone Just Dance. It's not Just Dance, is it? Had that one the other day. Just Dance is a David Bowie song, I think. Put on your red shoes and dance your blues away. I think that's David Bowie. I don't know. I screwed up Brown-Eyed Girl, so. Except it wasn't Brown-Eyed Girl. What was it? Oh, Lord. My poor brain has been sizzled, I'm afraid. My therapist does assure me that this is quite common with stress. I've been nothing if not stressed, so that's to be expected. Endured, and it will, in theory, as I learn to deal more and more effectively with the stress, clear up. Yeah, I'm not talking. Just walking. Bird's nest in a vacant branch. Always struck me as being so cool in the fall when leaves fall away and you see where the birds place their nests in the trees. Also kind of sad when you think of, wow, there was a bird that raised its family there over the summer. You never knew. It's a metaphor for something, I'm not quite sure what. made the turn. I'm going north. Oh, it's a little cat. Hide. Hide, kitty. I won't look at you. I wonder if cats realize that they blend into their backgrounds. So frequently I see cats that sit in places where what's behind them matches their coat color. My gray cat sits in dark corners a lot. That was sort of a light gray tabby. It was hunkered down on a piece of almost tabby colored concrete, which I'm sure was warm, but still, if you look just quick, you might not actually see him. Well, there's no land speed record set today, but I got out, I got walking. I didn't let missing yesterday start a trend. I really do feel a lot better for the rest of the day after I've had my walk, generally speaking. So I'm going to try to get on an earlier schedule. Get this walk out 8-ish. This morning it was still very cold and very dark at 7. I just couldn't force myself out the door. At least in the sun, you get the illusion of warmth. And actually, the sun has got a fair amount of warmth to it. I can feel it on the back of my coat. A few chippy birds. I suppose we have to find some bird seed for the feeder. 'Tis the season. My wife is bemoaning the fact that we don't have Christmas lights on the outside of the house. Don't have the tree up or anything. It's very unfestive. And I have a hard time forcing myself to care. But I'm out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. Perhaps I'll talk to you then.